The City of Raleigh Arts Commission has sponsored the installation of numerous sculptures and pieces of art in downtown Raleigh and the surrounding area. In early 2014, the Arts Commission asked Arts Access to provide audio description for 12 of these pieces of art so that residents who are blind or have a degree of visual impairment can enjoy the features of these pieces too. Accordingly, trained audio describers with Arts Access visited the sculptures and have recorded their impressions of the key visual features of each piece. Each recording lasts about a minute and a half. Here is a consolidated recording of the 12 descriptions as voiced by Debbie Hippler and Fred Brack. We start downtown in front of the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts and end up with the outlying pieces at the Pullen Arts Center, Millbrook Exchange Park, Fletcher Park, and Wilder's Grove. We hope you enjoy these descriptions.
Padishah by Thomas Sayer was commissioned in 2001. It is located in the Licton Plaza at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at 2 East South Street between Salisbury and Wilmington Streets. Padishah is a tower of 18 stacked 4x4 feet textured granite squares, each approximately 12 inches in height, with a 1-inch space between. The squares are hollow in the center, emanating soft white light at night. The bottom square is mostly under the water of a 75-foot by 30-foot black marble-framed water pool with sides that are 3 feet high and 2 feet wide, which create a bench area around the pool. The words Licton Plaza are carved in the north and south faces of this marble.
Dedicated in 1976, the statue of Sir Walter Raleigh by Bruno Lucchesi is located at the Raleigh Convention Center at the corner of West Cabarrus and South Salisbury Streets. This 11-foot-tall bronze statue of our city's namesake stands atop a dual square stone pedestal about knee-high. You can actually climb on the pedestal to touch the lower part of the statue resting on the inner pedestal. You would be able to reach the foot of the explorer's thigh-high boot, which, on his right leg, has a ribbon with a bow at his knee. The explorer stands with 1 foot slightly in front of the other, a bold, confident look on his bearded face, which is capped with a wide-brimmed cap with a curved feather on one side, covering his curly locks of hair. His right ear sports an earring. His sleeves and pantaloons, which rise above his boots, show gathered fabric, while the part covering his torso is smooth, with buttons, topped by a collar which curves outwards. A belt crosses from his right side to lower on the left, where he hooks his thumb over the belt. His outfit is completed by a cape, which he holds with his right hand over his right shoulder.
Cree Shimmerwall by Thomas Sayer was commissioned in 2009. The 9,284-square-foot Cree Shimmerwall is 210 feet wide and 44 feet high on the west side of the Convention Center, approximately 30 feet above South McDowell Street, leaning out at about a 10-degree angle. It is comprised of 79,624 light silver and dark black 4-inch aluminum squares hinged at the top, allowing free movement with the wind that gives a shimmering wave effect. The wall depicts a broad, leafy oak tree representing Raleigh, the city of oaks. The back lighting is comprised of 56 programmable LED lights changing color depending on the occasion or season. It has been multi or single colors of green, pink, blue, or red. The shimmer wall is visible as you drive into Raleigh from South Saunders Street and is best seen in its entirety about a block away to the west. This has become a Raleigh icon, often featured in pictures depicting life in Raleigh or the Triangle.
City Plaza, at the 400 block of Fayetteville Street Mall, lies between the BB&T building and Bank of America. The plaza is delineated by 4 55-foot-tall light towers made of stainless steel designed by Jim Gallucci in 2009. Each tower rests on a waist-high circular marble base and consists of 4 tubes rising skyward, curving outward at the top. On the way up, there are three solid bands of steel grids, on top of which lay an intricate series of intertwined oak leaves with surface etchings in random patterns. There are large open spaces between the three bands, and each band is smaller than the one below. You can reach out and feel the oak leaves resting on a metal grid behind which lies a fiberglass liner. At night, colored lights behind the fiberglass shine through the grid to outline the leaves. At the very top of each tower, three curved, pie-shaped metal grids point outward and reflect light from below.
Horizon Line consists of two separate structures of similar appearance on opposite corners of City Plaza. Each structure, designed by Susan Harbidge Page and Juan Logan, was commissioned in 2009. One of the two pieces is on the north side of the Bank of America building on the east side of City Plaza. The second piece is on the south side of the BB&T building on the west side of City Plaza. Each piece of Horizon Line is comprised of six 4x8 panels that are opaque off-white, with two similar panels at right angles on each end, all outlined in aluminum casing. A couple of the end pieces have above them silver oak leaves like the light towers in City Plaza. Each panel has an encased grid of programmable LED lights designed by Peter Egan. These lights are barely visible in the daylight, but shine brightly at night, varying from white to vibrant blue, red, orange, purple, etc., lighting the walkway as they hide the utility boxes of each building they flank.
The Acorn on the south side of Moore Square along East Martin Street was constructed in 1991 by Dave Benson to honor Raleigh's 1992 bicentennial. You can't touch the Acorn because it is mounted about 8 feet off the ground on top of a trapezoidal concrete base and a steel pole. The Acorn itself is about 10 feet high and 8 feet in diameter and weighs in at about 1,250 pounds. The lower part of the Acorn is constructed from about 20 aged copper panels, which come to a point at the bottom. The top, or cupule, of the Acorn looks like a collection of overlapping leaves which have patinated or oxidized green. Capped with a small stem, we have a very realistic-looking acorn. Each New Year's Eve, the acorn is removed from its mount and is dropped from a crane at midnight to count in the new year. Appropriately enough, during the rest of the year, the acorn sits under an oak tree.
Open Circle by Roger Halligan was commissioned in 1998. It is located in Moore Square, close to the southeast corner at the intersection of East Martin and South Blunt. The 8x4-foot textured wedge design of Open Circle is comprised of dark gray pigmented concrete and steel. At first glance, the sculpture resembles the rising head of an eel. The higher east side of the piece, closest to the center of the park, is about 12 inches wide at the base, narrowing to about 6 inches at the top. On the shorter west side, it is also 12 inches wide at the base, narrowing to a point at the top, which then slopes to the east side. Two short pieces of steel rebar are visible on this slope. Centered about a foot below the top, there are three curved open spaces forming a perforation around the inner circle, which resembles an eye. Open Circle is sitting on a 6x6-foot concrete slab, but there are two 6-inch-high, 5-foot-long, triangular-shaped curved pieces of concrete on each side. This piece can be touched by stepping onto the slab from the southeast and northwest corners.
Near the corner of South Dawson Street and West Morgan Street, in the park behind the Raleigh Municipal Building, you will find a stainless steel sculpture entitled Hedron by Carl Billingsley. Constructed in 2004, it stands 10.5 feet tall and sits on a small concrete pad about 2 feet square. It is surrounded by flowers, so be careful if you step in to touch it. The abstract sculpture consists of 5 trapezoidal shapes of stainless steel welded together. The top two pieces are identical to the bottom two, with a connector piece in the center. Starting at the bottom, the first trapezoid rises about 1 foot, sloping from wide to narrow when viewed from the side, and with straight edges when viewed from the front or back. The second trapezoid is about 4 feet high, so the angles are not as sharp as the trapezoid rises. This time, however, the trapezoid rises from wide to narrow when viewed from front or back, and narrow to wide when viewed from either side. The third section is an upside-down, 90-degree rotation of the first section. Then the first and second sections repeat to top off the sculpture. While slightly weather-worn, the stainless steel panels are smooth to the touch.
Toy Defense by Adam Walls was on loan for Art on City Plaza in 2009 and was purchased by the City of Raleigh in 2011. It is located in Pullen Park, close to the roundabout at Pullen Road and Stinson Drive, south of the North Carolina State Bell Tower. The 10-foot-long yellow and orange triangular shape with three orange-centered black wheels makes you think of a child's simple toy car, low in the front and high at the rear. Each side is yellow and is 10 inches high at the angled front and close to 6 feet high at the rounded back. There are two wedge steps which you can walk up just in front of the back tire. In front of these steps is a 4-foot tube representing an arm angled up and toward the front with large orange hands, palms out, about 3 feet wide with fingers and thumbs that are 2 feet long. The slanted top of the yellow car is about 3 foot wide with an orange outline of an adult-sized person. At the feet are 8-inch wide, flat, perpendicular pieces where feet can be placed. At the end of the arms are grips made from the handles of swords, and above the head is a slightly curved piece of orange pipe holding up an orange 18-inch long cylinder with a small yellow plunger that is about 10 inches long, which looks very much like a muffler. This piece is displayed on a large concrete slab about 20 feet square and is easily touched.
Tucked away between the community center and the pool in Millbrook Exchange Park off Spring Forest Road is a large sculpture entitled Immigrant Gate. Crafted in 1997 by Jim Gallucci in remembrance of his family coming to America as Italian immigrants, the burgundy-colored steel sculpture stands 12 feet high on a 4-foot by 10-foot raised base of textured steel. If you step onto the base, you can touch the gate and feel its various components. The gate itself stands within a frame made up of a tall, thick, partial archway of smooth steel on one side and a 4-inch square column of steel about 4 feet tall on the other side. There is a cutout in the arch, and an artistic extension of the gate inside it fills that cutout, with the curved edge of the extension partially completing the arch. The gate itself revolves slightly, though it cannot be turned very far. Its shape mimics the shape of the outer arch, bursting into the archway's open space with an area of large cutout stars, which dominate the inner gate also. But are they stars? Or are they straight-sided representations of human heads and torsos, their arms intersecting? That would be left to the viewer to decide. The rest of the gate consists of 7 wavy stripes in the lower left, reminiscent of our flag, and 5 spokes of a wheel in the upper left.
Red Bird, a 13-by-9-foot aluminum and steel sculpture by Harry McDaniel, was created in 2007 and is located in Fred Fletcher Park in a wetlands garden just off of Washington Street and Glenwood Avenue. At first glance, it looks like flowers swaying in the breeze. But as you walk around, you begin to see a red bird or cardinal or state bird flying through the grass. There are 7 green, 4-sided, curved and bowed poles that are about 12 inches square at the base, narrowing to about 4 inches square with a slight flare at the top. On each one of these poles, about 9 or 10 feet up, is a large piece of the red bird. The beak and crest is on the far east pole facing Glenwood Avenue, measuring about 2 feet wide and 1.5 feet high. On each pole moving back away from the head is another red piece that creates the body, then thinner pieces for the wings and the tail. This sculpture is able to be touched if the bushes on the circular paved path are trimmed back.
Tucked away at the end of a long road near the intersection of Routes 64 and 440 is the Wilder's Grove Solid Waste Facility. Inside the administration building is a 40-foot-long interactive wall relief known as the Wilder's Grove Project. Raleigh artist Matt McConnell, working with Lee Cherry, Mark Russo, and 200 volunteers, constructed this innovative piece of public art in 2013. The artwork, all of which is made from recycled materials, is set into two shallow alcoves in a long wall, separated by about a foot. Our first impression is waves of color, lots of color. But each color emanates from a different material. The materials and colors are separated from each other by black metal rims outlining irregular shapes, which somehow all flow together seamlessly. Upon closer examination, we see that the predominantly blue area is comprised of blue plastic grocery bags bunched up and crocheted together tightly. The silver color derives from hundreds of pop tops from aluminum cans, and the green area, which hangs out several inches from the surface, is actually strips of fabric from discarded clothing. A flat area of primarily red and orange is actually cutouts of cardboard boxes and newsprint, as we recognize labels like Cheerios and Lipton Tea, plus sections from the Yellow Pages. A brown area is created from discs with patterns cut in them. Between the two 20-foot sections is a stand, on top of which sits a metal-rimmed, round glass container about a foot in diameter and an inch or two thick. Inside the container, we can see all sorts of small discarded items, like buttons, marbles, and bottle caps. Though not obvious to the casual observer, there are two cameras mounted behind the wheel, facing forward. As we turn the wheel with our hands, the junk at the bottom of the wheel remixes, and the cameras use the ever-changing mixture to project kaleidoscopic images on one-foot-round video monitors located to the right and left in the two wall panels. Two other monitors in each wall panel display pre-recorded images. The Wilder's Grove project conveys the evolution and transformation of recycled waste products into art.